You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. It is a gym class for a Wednesday here in KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash back with you. Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side. Isaac on the other side of the glass. And tip of the cap to Isaac and Mark, especially Isaac, for sitting in the last couple of days. And I trust everything. You're here.
Mm-hmm.
Mark's here. Well, he's not here, but he's with us.
He's on the show.
So yeah. I assume everything went fine. But you know what happens when you assume.
Yeah, I think everything went all right. Okay. I don't want to speak for Mark, but I did send him a couple of texts. He said he thought I did pretty all right. And listeners didn't seem too upset or anything. Didn't tear me apart. So no angry texts. So I'll take it.
That's a win, man.
I'll take it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. We got a great show. We got a loaded show for you coming up today on the program as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Mark Janes is going to join us, the voice of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. As you have been winning all throughout the week, the doubleheader for the races at the Iowa Speedway over Newton going on, and that will be on Saturday and Sunday. So definitely looking forward to that. Going to give away some tickets as well, and we are going to be doing that coming up here in just a little bit. I got to turn that down, of course, if you get back in touch with Mark. That's my bad on that, Isaac. I apologize. So we're going to give away some tickets, a pair of tickets. They've been doing it on Monday and Tuesday. All of our local programming giving away tickets. We're going to talk with Mark Janes about the races coming up on Saturday and Sunday. And then Chris Liss will join us to talk fantasy football and fantasy baseball. If you have a question about one or the other, go ahead and get that ready to go for us. And, of course, his appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. 319-366-1600 is the text line. Phone line as well. That is 319-366-1600. As we come your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Can't forget about the great folks at DuPaco celebrating their 75th anniversary. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at dupaco.com. Mark's with us. Hello, Mark.
Scott, how are you?
Good. I'm all right.
Welcome back. That was my fault. My fat fingers got in the way. Appreciate you giving me a ring back. Welcome back. Good afternoon to you and Isaac and everyone out there. We missed you, but Isaac did a terrific job Monday and Tuesday working alongside me, and I know we both appreciate it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So you did better than just all right.
I'll take it. Hey, Mark made it easy for me. He let me talk about some soccer topics.
I heard
so
that.
So I will... I did say I'd keep the soccer talk to a minimum, but I mean, if Mark's insisting I talk about soccer, I guess we can always talk about soccer whenever. We did, I know Slap League or whatever it's called, talk though.
Oh, well, can't have that every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are the women going to win?
Hopefully. I think they have a good chance.
Okay.
By the way, just got to stay healthy.
Yeah, well, it's a long tournament.
Yeah.
It's a long tournament. We're going to have an Emil Sideaway scoreboard for you, and we'll preview a little open championship for you, which gets started, I guess, tomorrow, because it's a long day of golf. They go throughout the day because there's a lot of sunlight in Great Britain at this time of the year. So we'll talk about that, a little golf for you, coming up on a Wednesday edition of the program. But we're going to talk to Mark Janes coming up here in just a little bit. And I know, Mark, that... You talked about this on Monday. I was not here, obviously, and I just found out about it over, I heard one of these passings over the weekend, and that one all three hit home for you, and it's just a sad, sad situation. Of course, we started with a tremendous individual, Bob Ask, who passed away, Mr. Jefferson, if you will. I know I've known Bob for years and years and years. My football partner, John Hegarty, big time knew Bob Ask. I know you knew Bob very, very well. He is a pillar in the community, a pillar for Jefferson High School, rode high on the hill, was a coach, was a teacher there for many, many years. And we lost Bob over the weekend, and I've known Bob's kids, grandkids, right on down the line, and covered games for them. Just a tremendous, tremendous man. And I just wanted to put out my condolences to the entire family. And it is a big umbrella of a family, as you know.
Good remark, Scott. And I gave mine on Monday. If you want to go back and listen, it is on our podcast. But great to you for you to acknowledge Bob.
He was at Kingston Stadium. He would be at Jefferson as many times as he could get there, and he wanted to be there for every game.
Well, he did, and then as his kids came through Jefferson and grandkids, I know Mallory McDermott excelled at Prairie. I'm going to miss some grandkids, but super talented family, and he supported them all.
The McDermotts, the Towers, the Barretts, all the way down the line. And a lot of people that tie in with Bob. But, our condolences going out to his family. And then, of course, we lost Randy Larson over the weekend. Randy's been on this program a few times. And a guy that I've talked to, didn't know him real well, but obviously have talked with him before. He knew his basketball, a friend of Iowa basketball, a friend of basketball up and down the line. I mean, going back several coaches, not only to Fran McCaffrey, but even much farther back than that. Of course, his legacy, not only as a restaurateur, but also will be, he was Mr. Primetime League. I know you talked with Mr. Lehman the other day, remembrances of Randy, and wish it could have been there, but I know you guys took care of that and did a great, great job. He will be missed. And then, of course, the just tragic passing of former Hawkeye football player Mr. Entz, and man, you don't want to see anybody lose their life that young, but with so many things in front of him. So that was a tough weekend, man.
Yeah, it was, and sorry you didn't get to weigh in a more timely fashion, but I'm glad you did today.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class and KGYM. We're going to talk to Mark Janes coming up here in just a little bit. We'll get an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. Chris Liss is going to join us, and we're going to give away those tickets, a pair of tickets to Saturday's running. It's a doubleheader. Presented by Hy-Vee at the Iowa Speedway. And we're going to give those tickets away coming up in just a little bit. Now, there is a stipulation. Is that correct, Isaac?
Yeah, the only thing is you have to have a Ticketmaster account, and I'll ask for an email address for the winner when you call in. And the email address that you give me has to be linked to that Ticketmaster account.
Now, can you make one?
You can make one. So as long as the one you make is link to the email that you give me, and just make it within pretty shortly here so we can get those tickets transferred to you. I can't imagine there would be an issue. We haven't had any issues so far when I'm with me saying
easy
that
peasy.
So yeah, just Ticketmaster account. Also, you can't have won anything in the last 30 days from us is another rule that
there
we have.
That's
but other than that, you should be all squared away if you are whatever caller number you guys so choose.
I don't think there's a lot of blowback today because it's been out there as far as these announcements are concerned. But There have been a few blowbacks because the Grand Marshals, Mark, I don't know, did you see, Isaac is smiling at me, so obviously you have seen this, the announcements coming out today. Mm-hmm. The Grand Marshals for the two races, Saturday and Sunday, the Saturday Grand Marshal will be Caitlin Clark. And Sunday's Grand Marshal will be Kirk Ferentz.
A lot of Iowa flavor.
That is not sitting well with a few Iowa State fans. Just a few. Now, maybe next year it's Iowa State. Maybe it's, you know, name your player, Brock Purdy, whatever the case may be, and Matt Campbell next year. I don't know. Just don't make too big of a deal of it.
It's a symbolic thing. It's not.
You know, if you feel that way, get over it.
Yeah. Well, it's symbolic. Is what it is. It's the Grand Marshal. Basically, they're probably going to give a command. I don't know if they're going to give gentlemen start your engines or if that's going to be someone from Hy-Vee because it's their weekend, but they're going to do something of that like. They've got other people that are going to be starters, including Ed Sheeran on Sunday because he's one of the concerts, I assume, correct?
Yes, he's on Sunday's lineup, I suppose, okay. Would be the right word.
So we got Carrie Underwood Saturday and Kenny Chesney, right?
Yeah, Carrie Underwood is the pre-race. Then you have the race. Then you have Kenny Chesney post-race.
Okay. Now, if you're concert people, great. Welcome aboard.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the race, though. Enjoy the race.
That is also another, actually, I forgot. That was one more rule. If you are the winner, you have to use the tickets. I don't think they're transferable again.
Right.
So, if you're trying to just get them and resell them,
don't
tough,
do that.
Tough. You have to use them.
Don't do that. And go to the race. Enjoy the race. Fill the stands. Make it look good on television. Make it look good on the radio. Well, you can't look good, but listen and make a lot of noise. It's fun. I still think it's the best racing around. I am biased, but you're going to enjoy the race between the concerts. Have a good time. So, yes, it's a race and a concert broke out.
Yeah, we'll have both races on KGYM too with your upcoming guest here.
In fact, we're going to need to take a break. I'm going to let you get a hold of Mark, and we're going to talk to the voice of the races that will be taking place this Sunday at the Iowa Speedway over in Newton. That is Mark Janes and his crew. So quick break here on the Gym Class. We'll come back and talk about the IndyCar races at the Iowa Speedway. We'll do it right after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we are going to have clouds gradually building in this afternoon. Temperatures are going to be in the mid-80s, and it may be a little bit humid out there. As we head into tonight, a cold front's going to move in, leading to clouds. There may be an isolated shower or storm, but otherwise temperatures drop down into the mid-60s. Tomorrow and Friday, humidity will be slightly lower. Temperatures will be in the low to mid-80s. And then we start to warm up through the weekend and into next week. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
It's a great time to complete your home projects with hot deals. Plus 11% off at Menards. Update any room with Monroe Park Chalet laminate flooring. Just 79 cents a square foot after rebate. Keep things organized with attractive 8-foot Dakota shelves. Choose from assorted styles just $11.99 after rebate. Remodel your bath with a Tuscany elongated toilet. Only $88.99 after 11% off. Good through July 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere, two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, make five picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts, or join Circa Survivor. Select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all. $14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details. Circus Sports Iowa encourages you to gamble responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back with you on the Gym Class 318 on a Wednesday here in Eastern Iowa. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Isaac on the other side of the glass. And don't forget, We've got a pair of tickets to see the Saturday part of the doubleheader for you. We're going to have those, going to give those away coming up as soon as we talk with Mark. And, of course, on Saturday, it's a Hy-Vee Homefront 250. And on Sunday, the Hy-Vee One Step 250. So looking forward to having both of those races. You can hear them right here on KGYM. And speaking of listening to the races, we are pleased to be joined by Mark Janes, the voice of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network, as he will be, if he's not here in Eastern Iowa or Central Iowa already, he's going to be making his way across here very, very soon. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well, thanks. I will, in fact, have one of my partners in crime, Dick Yeoman, in tow with me tomorrow. I think we're going to leave Central Indiana about noon or so, and you know, it's a really easy drive, and a lot of folks might think, well, why don't you fly? Well, quite frankly, because of, you know, the fact that sometimes it can be tough to, you know, get a decent connecting flight into Des Moines, and we enjoy the drive. I mean, gosh, guys, you can stop at the world's largest truck stop when you come across the interstate there on your way to Iowa Speedway. And who doesn't want to do that? So, it's an easy drive. We're excited to be headed back to Iowa for sure. A lot of buzz around the event this year. There's no question. A
lot of buzz. And I got it. Well, you mentioned the truck stop. Now, I think we take it for granted here in Iowa, but this thing is like, you know, listening to people like you from other states, this is like a tourist attraction, right?
It was Buc-ee's before Buc-ee's, brother. I'll tell you that. You know, that's the hottest thing in the South right now from for all intents and purposes. But we've been enjoying the world's largest truck stop for a number of years now, thanks to our trips to Iowa Speedway.
Hey, Mark, a couple of high-profile grand marshals in Caitlin Clark and Kirk Ferentz. Don't know if you met either, but if not, who would you rather have dinner with?
The high school football coach for a number of years, so Coach Ferentz is awfully tempting, but you know, as a coach, I think someone like Caitlin Clark would be fascinating. Caitlin is one of those athletes that, quite frankly, if you were to sit out and have dinner with her, she just seems like the stereotypical girl next door. But boy, I'll tell you, you put her on the basketball floor and you jump center, and it is on. And as a coach, you simply want players to leave absolutely everything that they have out on the floor, and she is one of those athletes that certainly does that each and every time she plays the game. And the attention that she and her competitors brought to the NCAA women's game last year, I think was well earned and well deserved. And hopefully that tournament will continue to grow in prestige and popularity, because I'm honored and privileged each and every year to the girls' state finals here in Indiana, and it's a great brand of basketball. It really is, and I think people like Caitlin Clark will continue to introduce the game to a whole new legion of fans, and deservedly so. I hope to get the opportunity to talk to both of them, that's for sure. But it's an A-list weekend in Newton, Iowa, for sure, when you look at the celebrities that are lined up. And oh, by the way, in my totally partial opinion, some of the greatest drivers in the world, in the one of the greatest series in the world, going to ply its trade at Iowa Speedway. It's just a fabulous weekend, and I can feel the energy all the way from Iowa here in Central Indiana.
Well, let's talk about it. And on the way, interrupting the Alex Palou show, I don't know if it's temporarily or not, but Christian Lundgaard for Rahal Letterman, Lanigan Racing, winning in Toronto. And good for that team, good for that driver. It's something that Bobby Rahal and David Letterman and everybody really, really needed.
Guys, I don't think I'd ever seen a team lower than they were when they left the Indianapolis Motor Speedway at the conclusion of the 500. With all the struggles that they had just to make the race with Graham, and then he didn't make the race, and he was able to get in under unfortunate circumstances and subbing for Steph Wilson. But, he didn't shy away from it, Bobby Rahal. He and Mike Lanigan and David Letterman all said that you know, not only did they need to do a total reset, they needed to do a total reset on their 500 program, but also, you know, take a look at themselves in terms of the rest of the season moving forward. And I think the results kind of bear that out. I think that they certainly have gotten more competitive over the past handful of races and capped it off, I think, with an incredibly popular win. Always cool to see a first-time winner, but, you know, let's not take anything away from Graham and the day that he had. He used his prowess as a veteran to avoid that opening lap crash and, you know, had to start 27th and was able to avoid that. And then, worked his way into a top 10 finish. And so they're certainly rowing the thing in the right direction. And as you suggest, stop the dominance of Alex Palou for now, although he did, you know, pad his points lead and made an incredible drive on a very bumpy circuit over the last 20 laps or so with the front wing assembly. I still don't know how thing didn't fall off. No one knows how it didn't fall off, but it didn't. And so, you know, he comes into Iowa with a lot of steam, but I think there's only, you know, a couple of guys that are multiple winners at Iowa Speedway that are entered this weekend. And of course, it's kind of turned into the Joseph Newgarden Invitational of late. I saw a stat recently where Joseph has led more laps at Iowa Speedway than the rest of the field combined. So if anybody's going to make a dent in what appears to be an insurmountable lead, I would think it would come this weekend with a double points paying weekend. But, you know, guys, I think we've reached the point to where not only do you need to start winning a lot of races, but you need Palou to have some trouble and end up with some DNFs. And that's just not something that he's notorious for. I think he only has six DNFs in 3 or 4 years worth of starts in the series. It's an incredible number for sure. So tough mountain for the rest of them to climb, but as has been said in sports for years, it ain't over till it's over, right?
Yeah, Palou's definitely had a great year with four wins, but you mentioned Newgarden really has owned this place in Newton. And then you don't forget about a guy like Padua Ward, right?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, that's a race team that I think with the addition of Alexander Rossi in the offseason, I think everyone expected them to maybe supplant Andretti Autosport among the big three with Penske and Ganassi. And while certainly they haven't had a bad season, I don't think the season has gone exactly how they would hope. I mean, you've got Pato, you know, he's in fifth place in points, and Alexander Rossi's 10th in points, and, you know, just some bad luck has relegated Felix Rosenquist to 12th in points. So I think people are scratching their heads a little bit, but certainly Pato's been to victory lane here before, and there's no reason that he or Rossi or even Rosenquist couldn't get there again. You know, it's just it's so very, very tough to win in this series, which kind of makes what Palou has done unbelievable. I mean, I talked to you guys earlier this year going into the month of May, and I think I had said at that time that I thought the championship was going to be very much like last year's, in which Will Power won it by only winning one race. But Alex Palou made a liar out of me, and he's just had an incredible season. But still a lot of races left, and again, if things don't go well for him this weekend, you know, guys like Dixon, Newgarden, Erickson, and O'Ward could start nipping at the heels a little bit, that's for sure.
Yeah. Mark James joining us, the voice of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network here on the Gym Class at 327. Wanted to ask you about the doubleheader itself. Second year in a row, this is going for the IndyCar Series. Do the drivers like this? I mean, this is a chance, I guess, to catch up to Alex Palou, especially if you're a Newgarden or a Dixon or a guy who's toward the top anyway. You get an opportunity like this. But this is a tough weekend for the drivers.
Yeah, I think racers want to race. I think the one thing that they'll be happy about is the fact that it looks like Mother Nature is going to give us a much more enjoyable weekend weather-wise than the heat and humidity that we all had to endure last year, which is great news. I mean, I think we're talking, what, the low to mid-80s maybe. Humidity not quite as high as it was last year. I mean, it was pretty uncomfortable last year, especially, you know, with the new aero screen. But they've continued to adjust those, get more, you know, air intake into them. I mean, a lot of those drivers have cool suits and whatnot. And, yeah, there's no question that this is a challenge for them. But, you know, these are finely tuned athletes, and this is the kind of weekend that they continue to prepare and train for all throughout the course of the season. And I think we've reached the point, though, that whether or not it's ideal, the positive for them would be, I think, a couple of things. You know, some of these guys want to try to catch below. They like to think this is the weekend that they can do it. But I think as much as anything, with all of the drivers that we have up and down the roster that are in contract years, by the time we get to St. Pete to start 2024, I think outside of Penske and Foyt and maybe Hukos Hollinger, I don't know that any other race team's roster will look like it does this weekend. I mean, I think there are going to be more changes in our driver roster in the series than you've seen since the reunification back in, what was it, 2007, I think. So guys are driving for their futures with their current team. They're driving to catch the eye of owners for other teams. And there's also leader circle money up for grabs that the series provides to the top 22 teams in points. And, you know, there are some full-time teams on the outside looking in that regard. I mean, you know, you've got Meyer Shank that has Connor Daly this weekend, and Jack Harvey's car for Ray Hall, Letterman, Lanigan, and a couple of coin cars. And so, you know, there's a lot at stake besides just simply winning the race this weekend. And those are all part of the stories that we'll do our best to keep people informed on as the weekend progresses.
Mark, a scary incident in Mid-Ohio in practice with Simon Pagenaud walked away really from the accident. Sounds like he's okay.
Yeah, you know, I mean, in all forms of sports, as you guys well know, with all that you've covered throughout the course of the year from high school all the way up to pro and college, there has been an emphasis on making sure that that athletes receive you know, the proper care and examination and the proper prognosis and diagnosis and treatment for head injuries and concussions and things of that nature. I mean, that was as violent a series of flips that I have seen in quite some time in my 20 plus years covering it. And I think I'm happy about the fact that in all forms of sports, football, basketball, baseball, wrestling, motorsports, whatever the case may be, that they err on the side of caution when it comes to treating those injuries. And they're not going to rush anybody back into the cockpit. And that's, you know, that's one of the reasons why Simon did not race last weekend at Toronto, and the decision was made to not put him in the car for the doubleheader weekend at Iowa. But certainly found a suitable, capable, very competent replacement in Connor Daly, who likes that track and who has run well there. I mean, he jumped in at the last minute for Simon at Mid-Ohio and did not race last weekend. Tom Blomqvist from the sports car world didn't get really a chance to race because he was involved in that opening lap incident. But Connor was with the race team all weekend long, so there's certainly a level of familiarity there. And Connor has plenty of experience jumping into the race cars as a fill-in, and as we suggest, he's one of those guys that's hoping to firm something up for next year after the move was made to put Ryan Hunter Ray in his car at Ed Carpenter Racing for the rest of the season. So, you know, we wish Simon a full and speedy recovery, and hopefully we'll see him back in a couple of weeks. And but again, if you go back and look at that wreck, you'll, I think a couple of things will come clear to you guys, very clear, or be made, you know, be a reaffirmation, if you will. That first of all, the IndyCar NTT, the AMR IndyCar safety team that follows the IndyCar series throughout the course of the year is the absolute best of the business, the best of the world, period, for their care and treatment and their quick response. I don't think you also have to give a lot of credit to the series and the chassis manufacturer, Dallara, to think for a minute after you watch that video and think someone could have walked away from it with you know, I don't want to say a minimal injury, but it could have been far worse for Simon. So we're proud to be affiliated with a series that puts that much emphasis on on driver safety and care for sure.
Yeah. Hey, before we let you go here, Mark, you mentioned Ryan Hunter-Reay. He's a former winner at Iowa. I got a feeling this is going to be I'm not saying he's going to win this thing, but I think we're going to see a pretty good run. And Carpenter's always done well at Iowa Speedway.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ed is always run well there. He's an oval specialist now as the team owner, and happy to see Ed back in the race car this weekend. And I agree with you. I mean, that's a tough place to win, and Ryan is one of the few former winners at that racetrack that are entered this weekend. And you know, he's kind of been feeling his way, getting up to speed and getting comfortable with the team and their setups and things of that nature. I mean, you know, no one was happy when Connor was taken out of that car. The decision was made to make the change. A lot of people, though, were happy with the decision to put Ryan Hunter-Reay in that car. And I think it's like, as you guys know, in the broadcasting business, I mean, sometimes you bring a consultant in and to give you another set of eyes. In terms of a consultant, I think in motorsports as a driver, you can't do much better than a former Indy 500 champion, a former series champion. I know in my years, full-time in broadcasting years ago, I was not always a big fan of those consultants, but I don't feel that way about Ryan Hunter-Reay. I mean, I think he's a great addition to that team, and I think he's not only going to be competitive this weekend, but I think each and every weekend he's giving Ed a lot of valuable information that Ed can hopefully use to benefit his other driver, Rinus VK, and the organization as a whole, and really get them off to a good start in 2024 after they assess his intel and put those plans into motion during the off season.
Yeah. Well, I hope to see you Sunday. Enjoy your trip to Iowa. Enjoy the world's largest truck stop and gas station pizza and anything else we have to offer here in the Hawkeye State.
Well, you know, you guys are a proud affiliate, and we appreciate all you do for us. And we love our affiliates and all that they do, and happy to be a part of your show each and every time. I know you guys have had long-running success there, and I hope that continues for the foreseeable future, and if there's anything that we can do for you to aid in that process, don't hesitate to ask, please. We look forward to coming to Iowa for sure.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Safe travels.
Yep. Take care. Thank you.
Mark Janes, the voice of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network, joining us here at 3:36 in Eastern Iowa. And, Mark, before we get into a break, a couple things. First of all, let's do this right now. Since we did talk to Mark, everyone's got the race in their first and foremost mind right now. Why don't we give away our final pair of tickets to the race coming up on Saturday? This is the Saturday portion of the doubleheader. It's going to be Carrie Underwood prior to it. Then you're going to have the race, and then you're going to have Kenny Chesney afterwards, right after the Hy-Vee Homefront 250. Pair of tickets going out now to caller 6, 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. As Isaac mentioned, you do need a Ticketmaster account, but you can make one up very, very easily. And we'll let you know who our winner is coming up in just a little bit. Mark, well, everyone is calling in right now. Going to send it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update.
Well, if you don't mind, Scott, let's do that after the break. I've got a bit of a distraction here.
Okay.
But I'll be ready when we come back.
Will do. Will do. All right, we'll take a break, and we will come back. We'll let you know who our winner is. And Chris Liss going to join us as well and get your fantasy baseball questions. If you have a fantasy football question, get that ready to go and get those answered at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Back after this.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Yo, Biff, this one still needs to be vacuumed.
The service at Chuck's car detailing business is spotless. But new word of mouth recommendations leave him short of hands.
They don't have an appointment? Just get him in line behind the pickup truck. I'll stay for another couple hours and get it done tonight.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Back with you at 3:40. Congratulations going out to Jay from Toddville. He is the winner, our third winner here on the Gym Class. One more opportunity to pick up tickets to see the Saturday race at the Iowa Speedway in Newton, as well as the two concerts, Carrie Underwood prior, Kenny Chesney afterwards, and a great race from Iowa Speedway in between. And going to have that race for you on Saturday. Going to have the race for you on Sunday right here for you on KGYM. I'm going to talk to Chris Liss of works with rotowire.com of Real Man Sports. Going to do that coming up here in just a little bit. There are some fantasy football related questions I'm sure that folks have. And we've got fantasy baseball questions for you as well. And tell you what, we will hold off. We'll get the scoreboard coming up after we talk to Chris. Going to talk a little bit about the Open Championship as well, give our predictions and how that's going to play out at Royal Liverpool / Hoylake. So we'll do that coming up here in just a little bit, and also update you on what's happening at state baseball and state softball. But Chris Liss joining us right now, Real Man Sports. You have a question for Chris, go ahead and get it to us on the text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And Chris's appearance is brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports right here on KGYM. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Scott?
I'm doing great because even though I do not want summer to end, most NFL teams are now in camp, serious camp. This is real camp now, not the summer workout thing and et cetera, et cetera. We are in camp now.
Yeah, not the voluntary, mandatory workouts that they always say are voluntary, but you get in trouble if you don't show up. This is actual camp. And it's funny. I remember at RotoWire in the offices once, this is like, I want to say, 20 years ago, guys were watching preseason football instead of pennant chase baseball. And one of my partners, Jeff Erickson, got really mad because he's a huge baseball guy. He's like, why do we have the preseason football on? But that's just how people feel about it.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're right on that. So we'll get to football coming up here in just a little bit. But we are in the second half as far as the baseball season is concerned. And All-Star Game, the Home Run Derby, et cetera, behind us. And now we can set our sights on what should be a lot of fun as far as the playoff teams are concerned. And also, get your team ready to go as far as the stretch run is concerned. And, you know, it's the same people pretty much that you want to, you know, keep on your team, et cetera, et cetera. Is there somebody – we're going to get the trades coming up here in the next couple of weeks. You might want to maneuver yourself to try to find somebody that you think is going to be moved, right?
Yeah, I think actually the thing to do mostly at the trade deadline is target these like closers in waiting on teams where they may move the closer and then he gets the job. I got actually, I'm not managing these teams this year, so I'm not even up on it. But, like, you know, my guys, actually, in ours, you can't trade in the NFFC because of the high stakes, but you can pick up guys, you know, who are sort of the understudy of the closer. And, you know, if a team's out of contention, you know, those are the guys that end up getting traded. Like, you know, Aroldis Chapman was on the Royals, now he's on the Rangers, you know. So there's going to be movement like that where somebody gets freed up when a closer gets traded to a new team.
Chris, do you understand or appreciate the ins and outs of the Ohtani discussion? Move him or trade him? How do you weigh in on that?
So I haven't followed it that closely, but I guess the idea is if the Angels are in contention, then, you know, then obviously, like, they can't, he's the most valuable player in baseball by far. But to the extent that it's looking kind of futile and it's getting there, then it's like, well, he's not under contract. So, you know, if you get a massive package, you kind of have to, right? I mean, you kind of have to do that if you don't think he's going to re-sign with you. Right now they're 500. They're 9 games out behind Texas in the wild card. Looking at this, they're 4.5, so they're right on the cusp, you know, but they're tied with Seattle. They're only a game ahead of Cleveland. I mean, there are a lot of teams, you know, sort of vying for that wild card spot. And so I think I would probably move him if I'm the Angels. I mean, it's insane to say that because he's having one of the greatest seasons of all time if you combine what he's done as a pitcher and hitter. But, you know, you're not going anywhere probably, and you could restock your franchise for a decade based on this.
I would agree. I would agree. It's a tough decision. These are all tough decisions. I mean, you take a look at the National League Central, the American League Central, more of the National League Central, but, I mean, a perfect example, what do you do if you're the Cubs? You got a few pieces that you could move. You're still technically in it, right? Do you move those guys? Same thing with the St. Louis Cardinals. You got some pieces that people are going to want to possess, but I don't know. It's a tough decision.
Yeah, the Cubs and Cardinals are interesting because their division is so weak that it doesn't take that much, right? They don't have to win 100 games to get to win it. And I'm looking at the Cardinals, they're still 10.5, though. I mean, the Yankees once came back 14 out against Boston, but that is a huge hill to climb. And, you know, they got to pass Cincinnati and the Cubs and St. Louis. I mean, Pittsburgh's only 10. I mean, they're all, you know, there's nobody. St. Louis is, I don't think they should trade anybody. I think if they catch lightning in a bottle and have make a run of it like they did that year, I don't know, like 8 years ago, fine. But I don't think they should move anybody. I think, you know, even the Cubs 7.5 out, I think it's a little too far. The question, I think with the NL, it's kind of clear cut because, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe Philly makes a move for a wild card or something like that, or the Marlins, but I don't see them doing it.
Chris, in football, I think fans tend to take a side when a team doesn't offer a player or a player doesn't sign, threatens to hold out maybe. Let's talk about your guy, Saquon Barkley.
I love Saquon Barkley. I love Saquon. I wish they had worked out an agreement. I think, you know, the problem is, I think this is the essential problem that the NFL hasn't really figured out, is they have a salary cap. And everything's got to fit under the cap. I don't know exactly every nuance of the cap. But running backs are not like quarterbacks or receivers. A quarterback, you know, he's there for 10 years, you know, or more sometimes. And a receiver, maybe 8 years, you know, his career, you know, where he's still useful if he's a good player. But a running back may have 3 or 4 years. And so the running back needs to get paid more over a shorter, you know, he needs to get his sort of career earnings have to be over a shorter period of time rather than a longer period of time. But they're treating all these guys the same. So it doesn't make sense for the team that has the same cap every year to say, okay, we'll pay you double for your peak year and we won't pay you after year four because you're kind of worn out at that point as a running back because it's not going to fit under the cap. So what ends up happening is they're like, well, no running back's worth paying because if we give them a long-term extension, they're not going to be good, you know, halfway into that. And we can't pay them in the short term like we should because it's going to ruin the cap. So my solution is why not just have running backs count half against the cap? Whatever you're paying them counts half. That way you can pay the best running backs a lot of money at their peak and maybe get rid of the rookie contracts for the running backs, pay them the most money at their peak, and it doesn't destroy your cap. So you can still pay that edge rusher. You can still pay that quarterback. And I think that would work. Problem is, it's not set up like that. So that these teams have they either have to extend Barkley well, and you know, until he's 29, 30, and they know he probably won't be very good. And then they just don't do it. Then they franchise him, which is not not a great deal for him. So I feel for the running backs. I think the structure is a little screwed up incentive wise for it to work. I think they could fix it pretty easily, but because the rules are the rules the way they are now, it's the running backs that are getting kind of the short end of it.
Yeah. Austin Eckler voicing his dissatisfaction with the running back position and the way it's way it is perceived by the National Football League today, and he's kind of in that same area as Saquon Barkley is. Question on the text line, 0835, asking about running backs. With some of the top running backs like Saquon Barkley, Jacobs, and Pollard, will they fall? Or you may be able to steal them in the third or fourth round? Are they going to still be picked early enough, though you're not sure if they're going to be playing or not?
Yeah, so I'm looking at the ADP on Barkley. I mean, you know, we just found out yesterday, the other day, Monday. But he hasn't moved too much. And he's, he's not happy about it, but it sounds like he's playing. If anything, these guys may sit out some of the preseason and lower the risk of injury during the preseason, though teams don't use them anymore anyway during the preseason. I think... you never know. I thought Lev Bell would definitely play that year, and he didn't. So you never know for sure. You don't know a guy's financial situation. But I am going to treat it like they're going to play, and I would definitely be happy if I end up getting a discount. But I don't know. I think most people are just going to assume they're playing under the franchise tag.
Running backs are still going to go early because there are just not very many of them.
Well, this year, I kind of think like there's some middle round guys. Like, Joe Mixon is going in the fifth. Aaron Jones is going in the fifth. I mean, obviously, I'd rather have Barkley, but J.K. Dobbins is going in the fifth. Miles Sanders going late fifth. You can get guys like Cam Akers in the sixth. So these are starters. These are full time ish guys. So you can get running backs a little bit later. And the receivers get kind of scarce, too. So, I think you could wait on running back a little bit this year.
Chris, how about the impact of Hopkins in Tennessee?
Well, it's going to kill Treylon Burks, right? They're still going to be a run-first team unless Derrick Henry gets hurt. And so, I just don't think there is just targets for two guys there. Unless they change their whole philosophy, I don't think the passing game is going to support two receivers. And Hopkins... he's getting older. He lost. I don't think he's, at his peak anymore. And I think he may catch 95 balls, but, it's going to be Keenan Allen style. It's going to be short. And then Burks is the more explosive guy, but he's the second fiddle now. So it's not an ideal landing spot for Hopkins.
Leonard Fournette apparently working out for the New England Patriots. Is there a team that Leonard Fournette has not played for as of yet besides my Chiefs?
Yeah, maybe he'll do a tour of the league. I think he's done. I think the reason he was useful the last couple of years is because Brady loves to throw to him, and Ronald Jones couldn't catch, and Brady trusted Fournette, so he wasn't doing much with it, but he's getting a lot of receptions, and I don't think that's like some supreme skill that he has.
Very true. Very true. Get 50 days until the start of the NFL season. Are you ready?
I'm pretty much ready. I'm doing a draft tonight. I got the 11th pick, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm doing some research. Let me ask you a question, Scott.
Yeah.
What's the deal with the Chiefs' backfield and the Chiefs' receiving corps? Because I think these are big questions. Like, is McKinnon going to be the third down guy? Is Clyde Edwards-Helaire going to finally get a role? What's the deal?
As far as the wide receivers are concerned, they are hoping Tony stays healthy and has a great attitude coming into the year. If not, it could be a problem. Patrick Mahomes can get it to anybody, I think, though. And that's a big, big help, as with all-star quarterbacks. And, yeah, Pacheco's the guy, but I don't know. I'm going to be interested to see if it's Edwards-Helaire or McKinnon is going to get the majority of the playing time on third down. I mean, McKinnon has been terrific for 2 years, and Clyde's been basically hurt. So I'd say advantage McKinnon going in, but...
He's like your age, Scott. That's the only thing I'm worried about McKinnon. And then you got, Sky Moore. Is he going to do anything? He did nothing last year.
Nope.
If Tony isn't the guy, MVS is not going to do... I mean, he's going to be he'll catch a couple deep balls, but he's not going to be the guy, I don't think. And so is it the rookie, Rashee Rice? I really don't know who's going to catch the balls there besides Kelsey.
Yeah, it's going to be – and if that's the case, they start doubling Kelsey, and you have kind of a situation you had Tyreek Hill's last year in Kansas City. So remains to be seen. But how many people in your league tonight?
They lost 12 team league. I was just going to say, it's amazing that they lost Tyreek Hill and the offense still was good enough to win a Super Bowl. I mean, Tyreek Hill's going to the Hall of Fame. I mean, I think that's a no brainer. I think he's a Hall of Fame receiver. They lose him and they don't even miss a beat. It's really insane, actually, that fact from last year. I don't think people are making enough of that.
Yeah. Hey, tell us a little bit about Real Man Sports, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks as we're even closer to football season.
Sounds good. Realmansports.com. I shortened the URL. Realmansports.com. I'm writing about my drafts. I'm writing about some draft strategy. I'm going to make a couple of bets and write about those as well. Again, realmansports.com.
All right. Hey, Chris, best of luck tonight. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, fellas. Take it easy.
Chris Liss joining us here every other week on Thursday as we get closer and closer to football, a little baseball in there as well. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. Mark, you want to give a real brief Emil's Hideaway scoreboard before we get to the top of the hour? Are you ready?
Sure can. Jay Higgins is replacing Noah Shannon and appearing at the Big Ten Football Media Day next week, days, I should say. Shannon involved in NCAA gambling investigation. Major League Baseball, three finals in the books. Pittsburgh has defeated Cleveland 7-5. Baltimore beat the Dodgers 8-5. Texas top Tampa Bay 5-1. In progress, St. Louis leading Miami 6-3. Houston leading Colorado 4-0. In the fifth, Oakland leading Boston 6-2. And finally, Zach Johnson will tee off at 7:15 Central Time with Matt Wallace and David Michelucci, who's a DP Tour player out of Australia.
Open Championship getting underway overnight here in the States. Always a lot of fun. Isn't the most sexy course in the rotation for the Open Championships? No. Royal Liverpool is probably the blandest, but it's still going to be a lot of fun. This is the course that Tiger did not hit a driver on en route to winning some 20 years ago. It was playing hard and fast, not quite playing that hard, that fast this time around, but it's getting there. They're saying maybe without any rain by the end of the week, it's going to be in that condition once again. And it's probably top to bottom, it is the best field of all of the majors. And it's going to be a lot of fun, certainly, to watch early morning golf or overnight golf, if you prefer.
Getting underway shortly after midnight tonight. Just one note. I hate in course out of bounds. There's two holes on this course where there's in course out of bounds. I hate it locally. I hate it anywhere.
I also agree with you, and I will just say I hate long no mo. In course. At State Softball 5A, it's going to be Pleasant Valley versus Ankeny Centennial for the championship. The 4As. It was a big one, 10-inning game, but Winterset beat Fort Dodge 6-4 in that one, and they will take on the winner of Norwalk and North Scott, and that one right now is 5-4. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Classic coming up a week from Monday. We'll do that and have more for you. And have a great night, Mark. We'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds great. Talk then.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class. Todd Rommelkamp, Chanel next, KGYM.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our